So devotees who are going for book distribution outside, I was reading in Nirmala Sathyanandan Swami's book, he says how the living entity wandering in this world has two major problems, inadequacy and insecurity. The inadequacy is compensated for by accumulating more and more. Alexander the Great, when he was a 29-year-old man, he practically conquered the whole surface of the globe, whatever was known land at that time. When he became 32, he became very frustrated because there was nothing left to conquer. And then he died a drunk. He died a drunk at the age of 32. Because there is a great desire to accumulate more and more and to become a proprietor. In order to satisfy the need of inadequacy. But the more one accumulates, the more one feels, I am a beggar, I need more. And that is the way this world is created. Similarly, the insecurity leads one to envy. Compare oneself with others and how to become equal to others or become better than others. So these two diseases, they afflict the heart of any conditioned soul, due to which they never allow one to remain in peace. So those who are sadhakas and practicing spiritual life, it is said they should accumulate only as much as is needed for keeping the body and soul together. Labho jivete avata. That's the main reason. At the same time, we are taught the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. He is so great that we can never compare with him or we can never compete with him. He is outstanding. So by constantly hearing about him, our envy for him and envy for other living entities will gradually diminish and vanish. And then in this way, by becoming free from these two diseases, then one can march in the path of spiritual life very nicely. But while doing that, the greatest friend that comes in the sadhaka's life is the holy name. Because the holy name inherently, implicitly has a tendency to reduce these two tendencies of insecurity and inadequacy. By chanting of the holy name, a devotee's heart becomes flooded with appreciation for the Lord and the Lord's words in the scriptures. Because of which one does not look for anything outside what Lord has offered. In the same manner, a devotee's envious nature is diminished and destroyed by the chanting of the holy name. Actually, this has to be taken very seriously. Sometimes people in India, often people talk, hey, somebody is a religious man. Monday he goes to Durga temple, Tuesday he goes to Ganesh temple, Wednesday he goes to Shiva temple, like that. Every day he goes and he wears chandan, kumkum, all kinds of decorations, religious decorations. He wears and he looks like a very religious person. And people say, still, when it comes to business, he's a mischievous fellow. He's cunning, he's cheating. All kinds of atrocities he's doing. What kind of advancement are you talking about? People sometimes ask when we say, and something similar can happen to one in this moment if one is not internalizing the teachings given in the scriptures, what we are talking. Actually, if one is attentive, one is aware, and one is absorbing in the teachings of the scriptures as well as chanting of the holy name, it is impossible to remain materialistic. It is not possible. In fact, it is very difficult for one to fall down in the path of Krishna consciousness. Only one who falls down is such an intelligent person that he swiftly escapes from the merciful rain of the holy name. He does not put himself in that. So then one is likely to continue chanting for many years. Sometimes when you hear it, is shocking. Somebody is chanting 15 years, 20 years, 25 years. He was telling the other day. Still he remains the same person. Why? Because he's not absorbing what is being offered. His mind is surely contemplating on something else. Otherwise it's impossible. So if one is having no other subject for contemplation except the scriptures, Krishna's instructions, coming in parampara and the holy name, where is the possibility of getting degraded? So insecurity and inadequacy, these are diseases of the conditioned soul, which can be very easily overcome, especially by a bhakta. May not be by a yogi or a jnani, but by a bhakta. Because a yogi is accumulating siddhis and jnani is accumulating speculative wisdom, speculative knowledge. They are putting themselves in more and more trouble. But a bhakta actually is very famous for being akinchana. Namo akinchana vittaya. And we accumulate very little and we don't compare with other living entities, but we endeavor more and more to become Krishna's servant. And just chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Nam Prabhu ki. Let's offer.